occasions, nor at the other end of the scale have I had what I should call an inside acquaintance with that dusty but attractive class of people who go about on the high roads drunk, but en famille, so redeeming the minor lapse. In the summertime, with a perambulator, lavender to sell, sun-browned children, a smell, and ambiguous bundles that fire the imagination. Navvies, farm labourers, sailormen and stokers, all such as sit in 1834 beer houses, are beyond me also, and I suppose must remain so now forever. My intercourse with the ducal rank, too, has been negligible. I once went shooting with a duke, and in an outburst of what was no doubt snobbishness, did my best to get him in the legs. But that failed. I'm sorry that I haven't done the whole lot, though. You will ask by what merit I achieved this remarkable social range, this extensive cross-section of the British social organism. It was the accident of birth. It always is in England. Indeed, if I may make the remark so cosmic, everything is. But that is by the way. I was my uncle's nephew, and my uncle was no less a person than Edward Ponderevo, whose comet-like transit of the financial heavens happened, it is now 10 years ago. Do you remember the days of Ponderevo?